It's News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM. We just heard from a bioethicist on President Obama's signing yesterday of an executive order that will allow federal funding of embryonic stem cell research in this country. Let's talk to somebody who's on the front lines of that research, Dr. Chuck Murray, professor of pathology and bioengineering and co-director of UW's Institute for Stem Cell and Regenerative Medicine. Dr. Murray, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So what does this mean for you as a researcher?
Well, it's good news, and it's good news for me as a researcher, and it's good news for scientists in general, I think. We who have been doing stem cell research feel like we've had handcuffs on for the last 8 years, basically, and now we're free to use the best cells and propose the best science that we can think of, so it's really quite exciting.
Why can't you continue to do your work with adult stem cells? Why do you need embryonic stem cells?
Well, that's a good question, and we use adult stem cells extensively in my laboratory, and adult stem cells are good for some things, but there are some things that they cannot do. For example, adult stem cells are not able to make new heart muscle, and my laboratory tried for years using bone marrow and other cell sources to try to get new heart muscle to grow back, and we couldn't do it. And when we switch to embryonic stem cells, we can get petri dishes that are full of beating human heart muscle.
Explain to me exactly what would happen here in terms of a timeline for the next decade or so once this funding comes from the federal government to laboratories like yours.
Well, the first thing is that, you know, we will try to take the lessons that we've learned from working with what we call the presidential lines and see whether this is broadly true with the newer stem cells. The newer stem cells have a lot of advantages. They were isolated under better conditions. They've not been exposed to animal products, things like that. So they should be much better suited for use in clinical trials. Once we show that they have comparable or even better ability to turn into the cell types of interest, we'll then start systematically testing them for their ability to grow back, in my case, for example, to grow back heart muscle in the hearts of experimental animals.
Experimental animals, meaning like pigs, which are very similar to humans when it comes to the heart?
We'd start probably, we've done a lot of work in mice and rats and things like that to this point, so we could probably get through that stage very quickly, and then the next challenge will be to test it in a large animal model that's the best mimic of the human heart, and we'd probably use a pig model for that.
All right, Doctor, I'm now going to ask you the stupidest question you've been asked all day long.
All right.
Where do you get embryos?
The embryos are obtained from in vitro fertilization clinics. So these are embryos that were donated for research by couples who no longer wanted to maintain them. Typically, it means either that they've had the families that they sought or they've decided to quit trying.
But I mean, specifically, where does UW get them? Are there IVF facilities that have agreed that if this were ever changed on a presidential level, okay, we're ready to go. We'll ship them out. We put them on a truck and we bring them right over to you.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take such a big truck as you could imagine, but that's basically the way it works. We've already made arrangements with a variety of in vitro fertilization clinics, some that are in the area and some that are further away. And we are essentially shovel-ready in terms of being able to derive our own lines of human embryonic stem cells.
All right, let's go back to that timeline. You go back to doing your research and trying to build heart muscle, and other researchers are working on other things from embryonic stem cells. How far out do we go before we start seeing any kind of results that can be used in the kind of science that saves human lives?
Well, you may have heard that this year the Food and Drug Administration just gave approval to the first trial of human embryonic stem cell products, and this is being led by a company called Geron, and Geron is going to be leading a trial for spinal cord repair with derivatives of human embryonic stem cells, and that trial is expected to start this year. In terms of the work in the next thing furthest along probably is the work in heart repair. And we think that we could be done with large animal trials within 3 years and maybe being first in human clinical trials in as few as 5 years.
So taking it out a little bit further than that, we're talking about within a decade, this science being helpful to humans in need.
Yeah, I think that's very realistic.
How do we make sure that you don't clone somebody once you grow a heart?
Yeah, I mean, I just have to say that scientists in general think human cloning, in terms of reproductive cloning, is a stupid idea. It's unsafe, it's unethical, and sexual reproduction has, you know, 100 million years of evolutionary biology behind it, and it works really well in most cases.
And it's fun.
That it is. So there's just no enthusiasm in the legitimate scientific community. And so what one really has to worry about is rogue elements going out and trying to do something which most of us consider scientifically irresponsible. And I have to say that we welcome federal oversight. I think if something is ethically contentious, that the best way to handle it is to put it in the public sector where it's subject to the public scrutiny.
What do you say to those who say the kind of science you're going to do with embryos violates their moral values?
First off, I have to respect the opinion of somebody who would consider this the moral equivalent of an adult human life. I guess I take a more relative approach to this, and by that I mean I think of the relative value of what can be derived, the potential good that can be derived by treating somebody who's got a chronic or debilitating disease versus what the other fate is for these embryos. And you have to remember, these are embryos that are slated for the medical waste bin. And so, to me, it's not a question of preserving the life of the embryo versus treating a patient. It's whether something should go in the garbage dump or be used to treat a patient.
As President Obama said yesterday, it's a false choice.
I agree.
Dr. Murray, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Dr. Chuck Murray, professor of pathology and bioengineering and co-director of the University of Washington's Institute for Stem Cell and Regenerative Medicine. Here on the Dave Ross Show with Paul Harris on News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM.